You'd have worms all summer.
You can sell those things pretty well too.
Yeah.
They play.
Yeah. 25 cents a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what they get in Stillwater.
Yeah. The old man up there is going in the worm business one year, a few years back. He ordered a bunch of them worms out of California, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they sent them out here in a paste, wooden cart, you know, pack.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pretty good place for them, and he put them in his yard, got them in there, and got them started good, and you know, another year, them suckers pulled out and didn't have a worm. I don't know what happened. If they left or died out, well, he's going to sell them, you know, guys are going to feast them, they didn't supply them. And he sold a few the first year. But they disappeared. I don't know if they just moved out of what. They call them old Wormy John. He's about 80 years old.
Gonna make a fortune, huh?
Yeah. Sure, he said, boy, they sure be soil builders. Keep that soil holes in them with its moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Good there, see. I imagine he had a point there.
Yeah, they are excellent
yeah.
for that. Do you have that insect here that'll fly around at night and flash a little light?
A lightning bug?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like to see those.
Yeah, we got a lot of that.
One that was in the backyard last night, thought it was going to drive my dog crazy.
I had fun this year. Last summer we had a slug of them.
Mm-hmm.
They sure do light up around a bank, though. Bobby, get your nose out of there. He's going to burn you with that pipe pretty soon.
Ooh, you won't bother anything. There's nothing
Bobby.
Secret here.
Take something and put down there for
me. You mentioned you have yellow jackets here. Do you have any other things like that?
You mean away bees?
These are the green bees to put down.
Oh, you got your yellow jackets and your honey bees.
Now that I stopped.
You mean away bees?
Well, like yellow jackets, but maybe different colors.
Yeah, one or two.
No, I don't guess. No anything besides the honey bee and the yellow jacket.
Do you have wasps here?
No, I don't think we ever had here. And more yellow jackets are the main ones here.
How about hornets?
You mean, do they stay around Billings?
They can build big old paper like nests, maybe.
Yeah, we have
Did
them.
You mind
a bee? And then we have the old bumblebee. Have you ever seen a bumblebee?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Boy, can they sting.
You ever be raking the hay and have them suckers get after you?
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I reached down and grabbed one.
I remember three years ago, I had an old kid. I was baling hay and we keep a sled behind our baler, you know, and stack our bales, seven bales in the pond, and you just slip them off in a shop. Had this old kid on the sled and drove across this bundle of his nest, and they got up in his pant leg and about killed that old kid. He got sick of the boy.
Boy, I bet. Some people are allergic to them.
Yeah, same way honeybees or yellow jackets. You know, the last 2 years, there have been a lot of people got pretty sick of them yellow jackets. Had to go to doctors, hospitals.
Now you mentioned putting baled hay on your sled, and then you take it off, and what do you make?
Well, you have, if I like a little shock, you put seven bales on there, you see. We got our sled, and you got a runner on, two or four. And you get seven bales in a nice little paw, or you just shove them off, they just slide off like everything. Sled gets slick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way we got a scoop on a tractor, all I have to do is just come along and run underneath them seven bales, set them on a truck or wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Save a lot of labor and a lot of lifting. That lifting
the
main
thing. Yes. That makes your back sore.
Then you get a lot of rain or moisture, and your hay stay in a lot better shape in case you're still out in the field, and it would be if every bale is just laying out there on the ground. That way you only got two bales on the ground.
Do you have that little insect here that builds a little mud nest, stuff spiders?
Mud dauber?
Yeah.
Yeah. See them around over hay lofts or around the barns? Yeah.
And what do you call those things that the insects will string between bushes and you go out in the morning and brush into them?
Web?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're that bad.
Aren't they miserable?
Hmm.